So when the Rebbe says, talks about a person adjusting himself and acclimating himself and preparing himself to actually put himself into a state of geula, and to actually, the Rebbe says he should have a matzav and a regesh of geula. He should actually feel. So we're not just talking about a theoretical, conceptual acceptance of the fact that there is a difference between panemius and chitzonius. Okay, that we've had for hundreds of years since Chassidus came along and explained the panemius of the inner reality of pretty much all of existence as we know it. So yeah, that's been around for hundreds of years. Now we know there's a difference between the panemius and the chitzonius. It's not just that. It's not enough to just have that knowledge and have that information. But what I'm saying is that based on the time that we're living in now, we're holding at a point where the degree of accessibility, that we can actually access that inner reality, to the point that we can achieve a state which is consistent with that inner reality, and experience feelings come from. Feelings are based on much more on the experiential side of life than on the conceptual side of life. So we can actually achieve a state and a level of experience where we're actually experiencing the inner reality, not just accepting it on faith or accepting it conceptually. The point is that we should actually be experiencing the inner reality. So when we look at things that appear to be negative, we naturally and instinctually only look to see what's the positive message, what's the positive, because that's the reality we live in. It's not a game. It's not a clever way to play on words and numbers and to try to twist things around and present things in a positive light. That's part of the Hasidic general approach, to be more positive rather than to be negative. The whole point is, of all of these exercises in what the Rebbe says and how the Rebbe presents things, is the Rebbe is saying, I need you. What I'm trying to accomplish here is, and what I'm trying to bring to you, and what I need to get from you, is you need to be in that state where everything you see and everything you experience and everything you know, you see it all in terms of the inner reality. You actually live and experience the goodness of that inner reality. The godly reality, that inner reality is the godly reality. As we said in some of those earlier sikhs that I ever spoke about, the Aleph representing different levels of godly revelation in the Geula, that what I'm trying to get you is, later that I was starts using expressions here, already back in... the Parshas Balak, the Rebbe used more the terms of transforming the person. But later, the Rebbe starts using more the language of opening your eyes. The point is, I'm trying to get you to see and live and experience the world from the perspective of that inner reality, not as you have been till now, which is the outer reality stinks. The inner reality is great. After Mashiach comes, we'll see the inner reality. I need you to get... So basically, you have no in-between. You have the outer reality stinks. The inner reality is great. Mashiach comes, then we see how it's all good. So much so that even the things in the outer reality that seem to be bad, we'll see how those are... even express the ultimate goodness, and we'll even thank the Eibishter for all those seemingly negative things. Okay? So the Rebbe says, how do you get from here to there? So you always thought the way you get from here to there is poof, Mashiach comes down and waves his magic wand, and now you're no longer here, now you're there. That's not how this is going to work. The way this is going to work is what Mashiach does is he gives you the means and the tools to start the transitioning from one stage to the next through your own efforts. So on the one, obviously, it's not something you could do on your own because you can't do your own geula, so to speak. You can't redeem yourself. Okay, it's not something you could do on your own. You do have a spark of Mashiach, and you can experience and that empowers you. Mashiach empowers your personal Mashiach to allow you to experience your personal redemption. That's all. So I'm giving you the powers and I'm giving you the tools to develop and experience your personal redemption, and that way be preparing yourself for the actual ultimate redemption, where the actual physical reality will already reveal and express the inner reality, and it's not going to require your efforts to see it. It'll be obvious. But so there's an in-between stage where you need to work to see it, but you can see it. In the earlier stage, only people like Rav Shimon bar Yochai or great tzaddikim like the Baal Shem Tov and the Rabbeim, they can see it. In the future reality, everybody can see it. In the in-between reality where we are now, we need to be transitioning. You've been given from above the powers, the means, and the tools to begin to see and experience and live in that reality through your own efforts. Okay. The point where the world was holding required us that we had to work with and deal with much lower issues. We had to struggle and refine the physicality of the world. We had to deal with those external manifestations. We had to, piece by piece, part by part, we had to sit and fix and correct all the negativity in the world and extract the sparks and the light and the potential for holiness that exists in the world. But now the Rebbe is coming along and saying that we completed that process. That process was completed, but what we need in order to, the process is completed, so let's just go, we're finished, there's this new idea that the Rebbe introduced, that there's a transition period. This is the transitioning from sitting and struggling with the external concealments and negative manifestations, and being in a state where there is no opposition, there is no concealment, there are no external negativities, we need to transition. There's a transition stage in which we need to be adjusting our capacities to see and experience the inner reality, even in the face of a world which sometimes seems to be trying to conceal and oppose that inner reality. We still need to be, because Mashiach is here, so to speak, because it's the year that Mashiach is revealed in, and Mashiach stands on the roof of the Beis HaMikdash and announces the time of your redemption has arrived. What this means in practical terms is that you need to do this personal transitioning, each one in his own way, and then you need to be guiding everyone else around you, as he said in the Sikha of the week before in Pinchas, that the lottery itself spoke and said that you have to get that the other person is already proclaiming the same concept, and that you not only influence others in a way that they become influenced, but that they themselves are crying out and proclaiming the message.